Health Buzz with Dr. Jim Keeney at www.jim.md.
Dr. Jim here. Welcome back. You know, do you drink water from bottled water, drinking bottles? I do. And I mostly do out of convenience, to tell you the truth. It's just easier to grab one of those bottles and give them to my kids when we're running off to, you know, some type of sporting event. Or just for myself, when I'm on the go in the emergency department, I'll go down to the cafeteria and grab a water bottle to keep next to me while I'm working. But do you ever wonder about the safety of the plastic that the water's in? Now, I've kind of put off on doing this story because I've been aware of a chemical called bisphenol A, or BPA for short. The jury's kind of has been out on this topic for a while, although there has been some concern. BPA is a chemical linked to precancerous tumors, urinary tract problems, and even early puberty in kids. So maybe some effect on hormones. And it's been disregarded. The previous research has been concerning, but it was disregarded because they injected the chemicals into rats, and then that caused these kind of tumors and urinary tract problems and early puberty. They did not feed it to the rats. And we know that there's an effect called the first pass effect, that when you eat something, a majority of that blood that comes from your stomach that takes those nutrients passes through the liver first before it goes anywhere in your body. And it's your liver's job to process and clean out these toxins. Now, we know that we can't give certain drugs because they are so highly metabolized by what we call the first pass effect through the liver that they're pretty much destroyed by the time they actually hit your bloodstream. So we also figure that's probably true for a lot of the toxins you ingest. And for that reason, injecting a toxin into somebody is not considered equal to ingesting it or eating it. But for whatever reason, the National Toxicology Program, which is a government-run program, has changed their stance on these studies and has asked the FDA to reconsider the safety of BPA. Now, BPA leaches out of plastics. It's something used in plastics, and I believe it's used to make the plastics more soft or moldable in some way. But it's in there, and it leaches out into your food in very, very, very minute amounts. And the argument from the industry is that, well, these are such small amounts that these small amounts have never been shown to cause problems, and that the injected amounts are unrealistic. So there's, on one hand, there's a lot of research that shows this is probably not a healthy chemical to have in your body. But on the other hand, we don't really have the answer we want to know, which is, show me that when I drink out of this bottle, I'm going to get some kind of problem from it. Now, Canada has been looking at this as well, and reportedly they're about to release some kind of ruling or information on this, but that's yet to be seen. Supposedly it's coming very soon, but I haven't heard anything official yet. Now, for those of you who don't drink out of water bottles because all you drink is Coke and Pepsi and Diet Coke and all those things all day long, you should know that a lot of aluminum cans are lined with plastic, and that's to try and prevent, especially in the diet drinks, you know, that kind of nasty metallic taste from the drink that you're drinking eroding away the aluminum bottle, or sorry, the aluminum can. And so people who are drinking out of cans may also be exposed to this because the cans are lined with plastics that contain bisphenol A or BPA. This brings up somewhat of a separate issue, is this whole idea of, is bottled water really any better than tap water? Now, like I said earlier, I use this stuff out of convenience, but honestly, there is no difference in a lot of cases. Now, I believe that the water maybe tastes somewhat different because there's certain, like especially the hospital tap water, I can tell you is pretty nasty tasting. Now, maybe that's because it's room temperature when it comes out of the tap, and this bottled water is usually cold, and the cold water does taste better. Now, is it safer or is it better for you in any way to drink bottled water rather than tap? I think that's what the bottled water industry is trying to portray, but the real truth of the matter is that's not true. Water is very heavily regulated by the EPA, and it has to meet standards in every district. Bottled water is only regulated by the FDA when it's exported out of state. When it's packaged and sold within the same state, which is about 60% of bottled waters, it becomes exempt from FDA regulations. So in other words, in 60% of the cases of bottled water, nobody's looking to see, does this meet any EPA standards? Is it safe for you? Does it contain bacteria? Does it contain toxins? There's nobody looking. Where the water coming out of your tap is checked and meets standards on a regular basis. The other thing is that about 25% of bottled water is actually just repackaged tap water. That's all it is. So in the knowledge of that, I can tell you out of convenience, I will probably continue to use bottled water. Part of it is because the hospital's kind enough to provide it for free for the physicians. So I don't pay anything for it. I'm probably cheap enough that if I had to pay for it, I would just get myself a bottle and fill it up with water and keep it in the fridge. And that in and of itself brings up some issues. When you're reusing bottles, which I know some people do, you're at risk for having the bacteria in there proliferate, and it gets dirtier as you use it, and that can be a problem for your health as far as the bacteria that you're taking in. Also, since bottled water itself can actually have some bacteria in it, you got to be careful. This shouldn't be stored in the back of your car in the heat, because then the bacteria can proliferate and actually get you sick. So don't think that just because it's bottled that it's able to withstand any environment. It doesn't have to be kept refrigerated, but at the same time shouldn't be out in the heat. So to recap on the BPA, you know, I'm not sure what to make of this yet. It obviously doesn't look like a healthy chemical to be putting in your body. And so it'll be interesting to see what the experts say on all this as this moves forward, is what the Canadians do with BPA and what our own regulators do now that the National Toxicology Program has sounded the whistle. We'll see what goes on from here. There's already many different reasons why you might be concerned about the bottled water industry regarding the whole regulation that I talked about and the fact that people are reusing bottles and putting themselves at risk for bacterial infections, as well as just leaving it in a hot car and putting themselves at risk. I think a good idea would probably be, especially in your children, to limit them using plastic bottles, and whenever possible, try and just get them to drink tap water out of a glass instead of giving them bottled water. I understand, again, it's part of convenience. You're taking them to a soccer game and you need to have it portable. So what else can you do? I think it's better to keep them hydrated than to let them get dehydrated on the soccer field. But at this point, if you're sitting at home, it probably makes more sense to just give them water in a glass. If you have any questions or comments on this, you can go to my website at www.jim.md and make any comments on the blog you wish. I check those regularly and respond. Also, you can contact me at 1-877-DR-KEANY. That's D-R-K-E-A-N-Y. And please go to the website and sign up in the upper right-hand corner. You've got the buttons there to sign up for iTunes or for a second button for any podcatcher. That's it for this episode. Take care. Gotta run. And I'll look forward to being with you next time. Today's show is sponsored by Aveeno Baby. Aveeno Baby offers a complete line of baby skincare products to cleanse and moisturize baby's delicate skin. Aveeno Baby products are specially formulated with natural oat to provide daily care for baby's skin and to soothe and relieve dry skin. Aveeno Baby and Health Buzz, a perfect combination for your baby.